弟兄姐妹、慕道朋友们，主日平安，圣诞快乐。
Yeah. Everybody, welcome and Merry Christmas.
Let's pray together. 我们一起祷告。主，感谢你给我们这样圣诞的美好的日子。我们愿意来到你面前，献上我们的敬拜，就求你与我们同在。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。Either way, okay, just, yeah. 明天就是圣诞节，今天是平安夜。教会传统中常常用这个时间来特别纪念耶稣的降生。
Tomorrow is Christmas and today is Christmas Eve, a time in the church tradition specially dedicated to commemorating the birth of Jesus.
我们纪念的是2000年前神的儿子成为人的样式，来到这个世界，为世人带来拯救和平安。
2000 years ago, the Son of God took the human form and entered this world, bringing salvation and peace to humanity.
这是神奇妙伟大的工作，所以我们会庆祝，会感恩。在今天，我们会有这样喜乐的崇拜。
This is magnificent work of God worthy of our celebration and gratitude. That's why we have worship here today.
在上周的崇拜中，我们中英文的会众聚集在一起，我们通过路加福音第一章57到80节的经文，了解到耶稣来到世界是给世人带来拯救。
In last week's worship, we explored from the scripture in Luke chapter 1:57-80, how the birth of Jesus brought salvation to the world.
今天我们会继续来看路加福音的经文第二章的1到20节，关注另外一个角度是关于平安。我们一起来思考耶稣的降生如何给我们带来平安，我们又该如何回应神赐下的平安。
Today we will delve into Luke chapter 2, verses 1-20 to reflect on how Jesus' birth brings us peace and how we should respond to the peace that God has bestowed upon us.
所以第一点要跟大家分享的是这一点所说的被世界所宣称的平安，我们来看一看世界如何来谈论平安。
So the first point I would like to share is the peace advertised by the world. We'll see how the world advertises peace to us.
在经文的1-7节提到了约瑟和玛利亚前往伯利恒的背景，是凯撒奥古斯都下旨让天下的人都报名上册。
Verses 1-7 mention the background of Joseph and Mary's journey to Bethlehem. Caesar Augustus issued a decree for all the world to be registered.
经文1-5节多次提到这个词报名上册，这里所说的报名上册呢，在和合本里面可能不是那么容易理解，在和合本修订版里面把它翻译为是登记户籍。
The term register is repeatedly emphasized in verses 1-5, to be registered. In some newer translations, such as the Revised Chinese Reunion Version, the phrase register is translated as enrolled in the census.
当时罗马帝国是通过这样的户籍登记的方式，更好地来控制他辖下的人民。
During that time, the Roman Empire used census registration as a method to better control the population.
他们登记户籍的方式其实就是人口普查，来搜集民众的信息，让他们的一些平时的一些活动，比如说税收啊、征兵啊，更加容易来进行。
On one hand, it facilitated the collection of information for purpose such as taxation and conscription.
另外一方面，每次登记户籍，人们都要回到自己的家乡，自己的原来的出生的地方，在这样更容易让他们留在家乡生活，从而让整个地区更加的稳定。
On the other hand, by compelling people to return to their hometowns for registration, the authorities aim to encourage stability and loyalty to one's homeland, thereby promoting regional stability.
这就是罗马帝国尝试维护他们统治的一个方式，建立属于罗马的和平或者说是平安。
This method of census registration was a way for the Roman Empire to maintain internal stability. It was part of their efforts to establish the Roman version of peace, or we shall say peace.
除了这样的户籍登记的方式来维护这个内部的稳定，罗马帝国也常常通过这样的对外征战的方式来保持内部的稳定和平安。
Apart from maintaining internal stability through census registration, the Roman Empire also ensured national stability and peace by engaging in external wars.
罗马的和平就是通过战争的方式来建立的。所有和罗马敌对的势力，所有的外部的力量，外部的国家，跟他们打仗的，或者是内部叛乱的省份，都会遭到罗马的军队暴力的对待。
Roman peace was established through war, and any force opposing Rome, whether it will be a nation at war with Rome or a rebellious province, would be faced violence, oppression.
可以说罗马的和平平安就建立在控制和暴力之上，这是它平安的特色。
It can be said that Roman peace was built on control and violence, forming an underlying foundation of the peace that Rome was opposed.
我们可以看到这样的平安是建立在人民很多的付出之上的。统治者的一个命令，人民就要付出很大的代价。
This kind of peace comes at the cost of the people's sacrifice. Because of a ruler's decree, the people have to pay a significant price.
对外征战的话，士兵会跟其他人打仗，付出生命的代价来建立帝国的荣耀。
In foreign wars, soldiers pay with their lives to establish the glory of the empire.
像这样的户籍登记，同样人民要长途跋涉回到家乡，他们要经历颠沛流离的这样的一段时间。
In census registration, people have to travel long distance and endure hardships.
我们可以看到经文中提到约瑟一家要从北方的加利利一直到南方的犹太的伯利恒。
Just as mentioned in the scripture, Joseph had to travel from the northern region of Galilee, Nazareth, to the southern region of Judea, Bethlehem.
我们看到玛利亚她虽然是孕妇，她仍然要和约瑟一同往南方去。
And Mary, even already pregnant, still had to accompany Joseph on this journey.
因为这样的户籍登记，人口大量的流动，我们看到他们没有一个客房可以居住，他们所生下的孩子也没有婴儿床可以来待，只能放在马槽之中。
Due to the mass movement of people, they had no lodging, and the child born had no proper crib, but was placed in a manger.
那些高高在上的统治者，他们不用经历这一切，他们也不在意每一个卑微民众的苦难，民众的这样的血汗，正是构建一切平安的基石。
The ruler high above do not concern themselves with the suffering of each humble individual. The blood and sweat of the people are the very foundation of all prosperity and peace.
这就是罗马所宣称的平安。卑微的人仍然缺少应有的一些尊重，他们没有经历真正的平安。
This is the peace advertised by Rome, where the humble...still lack true respect, and they have no experience genuine peace.
一切的荣耀属于谁？是属于那些高高在上的统治者。他们在享受这样的歌颂，这样的平安。这表面的平安背后藏着很多人的痛苦。
All the glory belongs to the rulers who are oblivious to the suffering of humanity, enjoying only the superficial peace, while behind it hides the pain of many.
2000年前。这就是罗马所宣称的平安。2000年后，我们所在的世界宣称的平安，同样类似于此。
This is not just the peace advertised by Rome 2,000 years ago. This is also the peace advertised by the world today.
表面上平静安稳，岁月静好，但背后每个人都在经历很多的不安和痛苦。
Surface calmness and tranquility prevails, but behind it lies numerous anxiety and pains.
我们身边的社区可能一片祥和，我们居住的地方很安定，但这并不意味着一切存在平安。这个城市很多地方仍然有贫困和枪击，我们只是居住在一个安全的地区，有富有的人做邻居，我们看不到那些混乱和苦难。
Our local communities may appear serene, but in many areas of the city, poverty and gunfire persist. We might have wealthy neighbors. That's why we sometimes neglect these facts.
在美国很多地区犯罪率仍然很高，我们所在的城市也是这样一个犯罪率很高的城市，但至少我们不在一个战乱的国家。我们知道这个世界上现在有很多的战争正在进行，这个世界并不安定。
There are many countries far away still embroiled in conflicts, even if we're not live in near a neighborhood that is nearby it.
这个世界总会让我们尝试生活在一个美好的泡泡里面，鼓励我们去远离痛苦和悲伤，构建属于我们自己的一个小天地。
The world always encourages us to live in a beautiful bubble, urging us to choose to stay away from pain and sadness, constructing our own idyllic heavens.
但这不代表着痛苦和悲伤不存在，总会有一些事情打破我们生活中的岁月静好，告诉我们，我们不是生活在一个拥有完全平安的世界。
However, there were always...be something that shatters such beautiful times. It could be the pressure of work.
Yeah. 打破这些平静的可能是工作的压力，可能是身边亲友的过世，可能是家庭中的矛盾。
Perhaps it's the pressure of work, the passing of the loved ones, or family conflicts.
如果我们去回想每个人生活中的经历，也会发现总会有一些东西打破我们的平静。
If we reflect on our life experience, we will recall moments when seemingly ordinary lives was disrupted.
我们看到的一切，我们经历的一切，都在提醒我们，我们不是生活在一个拥有真正平安的世界。
All the things we experience, occurrence,reminds us that the stable life we currently have is far from possessing genuine peace.
这个世界宣称可以给我们带来平安，可以让我们拥有平静安稳的生活，但是这个世界不能满足我们。
The world advertises to offer peace, allowing people to have a calm and stable life, but the world cannot satisfy us.
为什么会有这一切？是因为这是一个堕落的世界，是一个失落了神创造美好的世界，是一个深陷在罪中的世界，是一个在罪里面不得不去面对苦难和死亡的世界。
Because this is the fallen world, the world that has lost the beauty of God's creation, a world deeply entrenched in sin, a world that must confront suffering and death.
这个世界需要真正的平安，我们也需要真正的平安。
This world needs true peace, and we need true peace.
我想很多人都在寻求这样的平安，而苦苦寻求，希望让自己能够找到一个安全的港湾。
Many of us are seeking desperately for this kind of peace, hoping to find a safe harbor for their souls.
但是我们常常用一种错误的寻找方式，或者在错误的地方去寻找。我们过于轻信这个世界的宣称，尝试在这个不断变化的世界中，这个堕落的世界中，去找寻一个永久的平安，永恒的答案。
But yet we often seek from the wrong place. We often too easily believe the world's advertisement, attempting to find internal answers in this ever-changing world.
我们知道这个世界没有能力给予我们真正的平安，真正的平安唯有来自于神，只有他才能让我们从痛苦和不安中得到解放。
In reality, the world itself lacks the power to provide true peace. Only God can give true peace. Only He can rescue us from pain and unrest.
这样的平安需要从世界之外而来，需要从天上而来。而神也降下了这样的平安。
And this kind of peace needs to come from beyond the world, from heaven. And God has indeed sent down such peace from heaven.
经文第八到九节就提到在伯利恒的牧羊人，他们见证了这样从天上而来的平安。
In verses 8 to 9, the shepherds in Bethlehem witnessed the peace coming from heaven.
当他们在 旷野牧养人群，在夜间看守羊群的时候，有天使向他们显现。
When they were keeping watch over the flock at night, an angel appeared to them.
当主的荣光照在他们身上的时候，他们感到惧怕。
When the glory of the Lord shone around them, they felt afraid.
天使对他们讲说不要惧怕，这句话带给他们安慰，神差派的使者给他们带来这样的平安。
The angel's word, fear not, brought them comfort, and God sent his messenger to bring comfort to the people.
更重要的是，不是这一句话而已，天使后面的话在告诉他们，他们可以经历更深的平安。
More importantly, the following words from the angel allow them to experience a deeper peace.
天使告诉他们，不是一句简单的安慰，好像没有内容，而是告诉他们，神已经赐下了平安的福音。
The angel gave them not just a simple comfort of fear not, but informed them that God has already bestowed the gospel of peace.
经文在这里说，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
The scripture says, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
这是一个充满极大喜乐的信息，让万民都可以受益的好信息。
This is new filled with immense joy, good news that benefits all people.
这经文后面接着就提到说，今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
It is stated later, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
那位拯救世界脱离一切苦难的，神所应许的弥赛亚，那位救主已经来到。
The promised Messiah who would save the world from all suffering has come.
神所赐的平安通过这位具体的一些方式得以体现，神的儿子成为人的样式住在我们中间。
The peace given by God is manifested in the most, concrete way. God's Son taking on human form, dwelling among us.
统治一切的这样的一位神，他成为一个柔弱的婴孩，躺卧在马槽之中。他以这样的方式来到这个世界。
The God who rules over all takes on the appearance of a vulnerable infant laying in a manger.He chose to appear in such form.
然而这个世界不愿意给他一个容身的地方，他仍然愿意来到这个世界拯救万民，他只能存在在这样的马槽之中。
Although the world is unwilling to provide a place for him, he still willingly come to the world to save all people.
这个躺卧在马槽中的婴孩的形象就预示着他在这个世界上要经历的一个命运，就是被罪人拒绝，最终死在十字架上。
The infant laying in the manger seems to foreshadow everything he will experience in his life, rejected by sinners and ultimately crucified on the cross.
在耶稣身上我们会看到他跟我们刚刚提到的高高在上罗马统治者非常的不一样。
In Jesus, we see a God who is unlike the high and mighty Roman rulers.
他在意每一个卑微民众的苦难，他愿意走到他们中间，体会他们所经历的一切，并带给他们安慰。
He cares about the suffering of every humble individual, willing to walk among them, experience their sufferings, and bring them comfort.
他更愿意背负起这样的苦难，通过他的死和复活来解决罪这一个一切痛苦的根源。
He even shoulders their suffering, resolving the root cause of all pain through his death and resurrection.
所以因为耶稣所做这一切，他来到我们中间，他死在十字架上，他的复活，所有相信耶稣的人已经可以不被罪所捆绑，可以拥有来自神的新生命。
Because of this, all who believe in Jesus are no longer bound by sin, but have a new life from God.
并且每一个相信他的人可以带着盼望等候死后的复活，等候新天新地中一切的更新，再没有痛苦，再没有死亡。
And they can wait with hope for resurrection after death, anticipating the renewal of everything in a new heaven and new earth, free from pain and death.
这就是神计划，通过耶稣的降生、受死、复活，让所有的人、万民都可以得到真正的从天上而来的平安， 每个人所要做的只是相信并接受这救恩。
This is God's plan. Through the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus, all people can receive true peace from heaven. All one needs to do is believe and accept this salvation.
就像天使所宣告的，通过耶稣的降生，这一切得到实现，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Just as the angels proclaimed, through Jesus' birth, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased.
所以今天是平安夜，我们每一个人可以再次回到我们所信的福音，从中收获真正的平安。
On this Christmas Eve, let each one of us return to the gospel we believe in and harvest true peace from it.
让我们不再对这个世界所宣称的虚假的平安抱有任何的幻想，让我们真的归向我们的主基督，让他成为我们生命的主。
Let us no longer harbor illusion about the false peace advertised by the world, but truly turn to our Lord Jesus, allowing him to be the Lord of our lives.
并且让我们邀请他住在我们里面，让我们可以因为认识他，拥有真正的平安。
Let him dwell within us so that through knowing him, we can possess genuine peace.
这可能意味着我们不只是利用假期去休假，好让自己从一年的辛苦工作中得到短暂的休息，更重要是利用这个时间让我们在主里面得到安息。
This may mean more than just going on holidays to give ourselves a break from a year's hard work, but using this time to find rest in the Lord.
这意味着可能我们不是从一些具体的一些礼物里面得到快乐和暂时的满足，而是学会去接受耶稣这个神赐给我们的礼物，并在之中找到喜乐和满足。
It may also mean more than finding joy and temporary satisfaction in gifts, but learning to find true joy and satisfaction in the gifts of Jesus that God has given us.
可能在年底的时间，我们很需要假期也很需要礼物，这些能给我们带来休息，带来快乐，但是我们更需要提醒自己，这些并不能给我们永远的满足，不能给我们永恒的平安。
We may need holidays and gifts to, at this holiday season, but we need to remind ourselves that these cannot give us internal peace and satisfaction.
我们真正需要的是从天上而来的平安，这平安不只是一套道理让我们接受，而是神的儿子从天降下，让神的平安可以临到我们，并且和我们建立真正的关系。
What we truly need is peace from heaven. This peace is not just a set of principles, but Son of God descending from heaven, allowing the peace from God to come upon us.
如果你还不是一位基督徒，我也非常衷心的希望你可以今天接受耶稣成为你的救主，从他得到真正的、永远不会失去的平安。
If you're not yet a Christian, I hope that today you can accept Jesus as your Savior and receive the true and internal peace he offers.
我相信我们每个人都在寻求这样的平安，也需要这样的平安。如果你还不知道怎样去得到，欢迎你聚会结束以后可以和我或者其他弟兄姐妹来了解。我想每个人都会很愿意把这样的平安分享给你。
If you need this peace but are unsure how to obtain it, feel free to take the time to talk to Zhao Yuan, or other brothers and sisters around you. I'm sure we would all very willing to share with you this, peace that we once know.
我刚刚讲到这个世界在宣称一个虚假的平安，而真正的平安只有通过耶稣的救赎，他的降生才可以给我们带来，这是从天而来的平安。
We just discussed how the world advertised a false peace, and true peace comes from redemption accomplished by Jesus' birth. This is a peace from heaven.
最后一点我要跟大家分享的是，这平安也需要我们来传扬。
The final point I want to share with you is that this peace needs to be proclaimed by us as well.
当牧羊人听到天使的宣告之后，他没有再继续的去看守羊群。
When the shepherds heard the angels' proclamation, they didn't continue to watch over their flock.
天使们刚刚告诉他们有一件重要的事情 一个关于世界最重要的一些事情刚刚发生，他们是天使显现重要的见证者。
The angel mentioned that something important had just happened, and they were the crucial witness to this angel's manifestation.
但是他们并不满足于知道这一个喜讯，他们也希望亲身去经历，他们选择前往伯利恒去见证这一切。
However, they were not content with just knowing the good news. They chose to go to Bethlehem to witness everything firsthand.
经文说他们急忙出发，找到了孩子的父母，更看见这个婴孩躺卧在马槽之中。这一切都验证了天使的宣告。
In the scripture, it says they hurriedly set out, found the child's parents, and saw the infant Jesus laying in the manger, verifying the angel's announcement.
对他们来说，不只是听到这个消息而已，他们更是亲身前往，亲眼见到耶稣，认识了这位天使宣告的救主。
To the shepherds who have gone personally to Bethlehem, did not merely hear the news from afar. They saw Jesus with their own eyes, acquainting themselves with the salvation, with the Savior announced by the angel.
经文提到他们在看见耶稣之后，也转达了天使谈论耶稣的话。
The scripture also mentioned that after seeing Jesus, they relay the words the angel spoke about him.
虽然耶稣的父亲、母亲约瑟和玛利亚啊，他们对耶稣更为熟悉，但是他们也没有听过天使的宣称，就是这位婴孩耶稣是神所立的基督，就是救主弥赛亚。
Even Joseph and Mary present at the time had not heard angel's proclamation. This infant Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah appointed by God.
只有牧羊人他们听到这样的信息，通过他们的口，所有在场的人才可以了解到耶稣的一些特别。
It is through the shepherd's testimony everyone present learned about the uniqueness of Jesus.
经文里提到，凡听见的人都惊讶于牧羊人所说的话。
It is said in scripture, everyone who heard was amazed at the shepherd's word.
耶稣的母亲玛利亚，经文里也提到，她把这一切存在心里，反复思想。
Mary, the mother of Jesus, is mentioned in the scripture, stored up these words in her heart, pondering them repeatedly.
这是通过这些牧羊人，来自神的平安的福音得以传扬，人们也可以被这信息所影响。
It is through the shepherds the gospel of peace from God was proclaimed, and the people were influenced by the message they convey.
牧羊人自己其实也经历很多的改变，因为他们的传讲，他们亲身见证耶稣，他们可以向神发出更多的赞美。
The shepherds themselves, having experienced it firsthand, offered more praise to God.
所以在传扬福音的过程中，他们更深地经历了来自神的平安和喜乐，也给其他人带去平安和喜乐。
So in the process of proclaiming the gospel, they experience more of God's peace and joy, bringing peace and joys to others.
神当年如何使用这些牧羊人，他也希望如今如何使用我们。
Just as God used those shepherds in the past, he also hopes to use us like this now.
当年这些牧羊人是最初听闻福音的人，而我们这些基督徒是听到并接受了从神而来福音的人。
Just as the shepherds were the first to hear the gospel, all of us Christians are those who have heard and accepted the gospel from God.
当时有些人没有听过这些信息，现在也有很多人还没有听闻这福音。
There used to be a lot of people who have not heard the news, and now there are still a lot of people who did not know the good news.
但是我们知道，耶稣是万民的救主，可以让所有在罪的困境中的人得到拯救。
But we know that Jesus is Savior of all nations, able to save all who are in the bondage of sin.
我们是那些知道神的儿子成为人的样子来到世界，让每个人可以成为神的儿女的。
We know that God's Son took on human form to make everyone His son and daughters.
我们知道耶稣降生是要最终走向十字架的死亡，承担我们每个人犯罪的代价。
We know that Jesus' birth ultimately led to His death on the cross, bearing the cost of our sins.
我们知道耶稣死后三天复活，好让我们每个人可以拥有来自神的复活的生命和永远的平安。
We know that Jesus rose from death after 3 days, granting each of us resurrection, life, and eternal peace.
神让我们知道这一切，是因为他希望我们成为这福音的传递者，这平安的传递者，并在这过程中经历神的工作，更深经历来自神的平安和喜乐。
God let us know this and hope we become carriers of this peace.And in the process, experience His work, gaining more peace and joy from Him.
神所赐下的福音是关乎万民的。
The gospel given by God is about all nations.
我们已经得到了从神所赐的这样的恩典，拥有从天而来的平安。神不是让我们满足于我们自己得到这一切。
We have received the grace given by God and possess this peace from heaven, not for ours to hoard and enjoy the satisfaction alone.
他希望我们可以跟从他的带领，更多去分享这福音，分享耶稣降生的大喜讯息。
He hopes we can follow his guidance, sharing this gospel more, spreading the message of the great joy of Jesus' birth.
神的心意是让福音通过我们可以传给万民。
It is God's desire for the gospel to be passed on through us to all nations.
愿从神而来的平安和喜乐成为我们的激励，让我们更乐于去传扬耶稣的好消息。
May the peace and joy from God inspire us, making us eager to proclaim the good news about Jesus.
愿神使用我们，可以让更多人得到来自神的平安。
May God use us, allowing more people to receive peace from God.
愿神也帮助我们教会，帮助每一个弟兄姐妹，让我们可以像牧羊人一样，走出他们熟悉的这样的旷野的环境，走向伯利恒城市，走向那些有需要的人，把平安的福音带给他们。
May God help our church, our brothers and sisters, like the shepherds, step out of familiar environments and reach out to those in need, bringing the gospel of peace to more people.
愿神帮助我们成为福音的使者。
May God help us to be the messenger of peace.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，感谢你来到这个世界，带给我们平安，带给我们拯救。
Dear God, thank you for coming to this world, bringing us peace and salvation.
我们愿意更深的来认识你，也更忠心的来跟从你。
We are willing to know you and become your follower.
让你的平安居住在我们里面，让我们可以带着平安走向其他人。
May your peace dwell in us, and we can go to others with your peace.
求你帮助我们，让这福音可以得到广传。
May you help us so that we can proclaim this good news that you brought.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.